So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Nechas Mishesh Lemachrayis, Nikn Bekesef, Ubishtar, Ubechazaka. Karka, land, which is everlasting, is acquired in one of three ways. Bekesef, if the buyer pays money to the Meicher, the seller. Bishtar, if the Meicher writes a sale document that gives it to the Lekech. Bechazaka, if the Lekech makes an improvement to the actual field. Nechasim she'ein lemachrayis ein nikn ele b'mashicha. Metatlin, movable assets which are not everlasting, are only acquired through mashicha if the lekech pulls the item. However, nechasim she'ein lemachrayis niknim im nechasim she'esh lemachrayis b'kesef u'b'shtar u'b'chazaka. Metatlin can be acquired together with karka in the case of where the meicher sold both karka and metatlin, and lekech acquired the karka through one of the three kinyonim, he automatically acquires the metatlin. This is also known as kinyon agav. The Mishnah concludes, Nechasim she'ein lemachrayis, zeikin eser nechasim she'esh lemachrayis, lishav alein. Metatlin can extend a shvu obligation also to karka. Although a person is obligated to make a shvu only on the claim of metatlin, but not on the claim of karka, however, if the teveya, the claimant, presents a claim for both metatlin and karka, the nitva, the defendant, must make a shvu for both, even the karka. The Gemara now proceeds with the sources for the Mishnah's halachas. Bekesef menalan. Kesef alone acquires karka because the pasuk states, Sadis bekesef yiknu. And although the pasuk does continue with v'chasim b'sefer v'chasim, shtar rai ba'almahu. The shtar was merely intended as a proof of purchase because the chsiv yiknu mi'ikara kesef kani. The word yiknu follows the word kesef and implies that kesef alone accomplishes the kinyan. Rav says, lo yishon el b'mokim shein kesvin es ha-shtar. Av b'mokim shein kesvin es ha-shtar lo yikana. Kesef alone acquires karka only in places where people are not accustomed to acquire with a shtar. However, kesef alone does not acquire karka in places where people do acquire with a shtar, because as Rashi explains, Lekech does not agree to the sale unless he also receives a shtar. However, if Lekech specified that he wants to acquire the karka without a shtar, then kesef alone does acquire the karka. B'shtar minalan. A shtar alone acquires karka because the pasuk that refers to the sale of karka states the ekech is sefer hamikna. However, Shmuel says lo yishona el b'shtar matana abemechru lekana atchi itnoi damim. A shtar alone acquires karka only if it was a gift without any payment. However, a shtar alone does not acquire karka if the karka was sold for payment, because as Rashi explains, legamer meichru makna ad kabel damim. The meicher does not agree to the sale unless he also receives the money. However, based on the Braisa, the Gemara offers two instances where even according to Shmuel, a shtar mecher alone acquires the field. If the mecher sold the field because it was inferior and he wanted to be rid of it, because as Rashi explains, the mecher wants the sale to be completed without kesef, so that lekech should not be able to retract from the sale. He actually gave it as a gift, but wrote it as a sale to strengthen his position in the event it's seized for a debt. B'chazaka minolan. A chazaka alone can acquire karka, and there are two possible sources. Chizkiya cites the pasuk v'shavava reichem asher tefastim, b'ma tefastim v'yeshiva. They acquired the cities through settling them. The Beit Bishmal cites the pasuk v'yirashtim oisi b'shavtim ba, b'ma yirashtim v'yeshiva. Nochasim she'ein lemachrayis ein nikn ele b'mashicha. Movable assets are only acquired through mashicha. The Gemara explains that according to Rish Lakish, who says mashicha mufereshes min ha'tayra, mashicha is mideraisa and derived from the pasuk chisimkur memkal amisecha ekonomi ad amisecha dav ha'nikn miyad liyad. The item is acquired through one's hand. However, according to Rabbi Yechanan, who holds dvat tayra ma'ois kainois mideraisa, only money can acquire metatlin, but mashicha cannot acquire metatlin. Tana Takanta Rabbanan Katani. The Mishnah refers to the Rabbanan's initiative that only Mashiach acquires Metatlin. Because Gezerah Shemiyemru Nisra Fuchatecha Baliyah. Out of concern that if the Lekech paid for the item but did not yet remove it from the Meicher's property, in the event of a fire, the Meicher will not save the item because it already belongs to the Lekech. Nechasim She'en Lemachrayis, Niknim Im Nechasim She'esh Lemachrayis. Metatlin can be acquired together with karka because the pasuk states v'yitn l'mavim matanis im ari mitzuris b'Yehuda. They acquired gifts metatlin together with cities karka. The Gemara inquires, "Ibaylu be'inan tziburim aylay." Does metatlin need to be situated on the actual karka to be acquired together with the karka, or even if the metatlin are not on the actual karka, they can be acquired with the karka? The Gemara proceeds with several attempts to resolve this question and relates an incident. A person who owned lots of metalin wanted to give it away to someone as a gift. He was informed that this can be done only through kinyan agav if he gives away the metalin together with karka. Halach v'lakach beis reva samach lirishalayim. V'amar tefach al tefach l'plaini v'imoy meyad tzaynu meyad chavius. He purchased a small parcel of land, the size of a quarter kav, and declared, one tefach of this land shall be acquired by so-and-so, and with it 100 sheep and 100 barrels. Umeis, v'kayim v'chacham es devarv. He then died, and the chacham fulfilled his request. The Gemara attempts to prove that lo binin tziburin, because tefach al tefach l'may chazi. If they must be tziburin, how could old metalim possibly fit onto one tefach of land? The Gemara explains that this is not a proof, because hachamay eskinan ledmei. It may have been a gift of money equivalent to meyat sayin meyachavius, and the money certainly could fit onto one tefach of land. The Gemara explains that the donor could not have transferred the gift by means of chalipin or meshicha, because the less lemakabel matana, the recipient was not present. And v'neskinu nehalei agav acher, he could not have designated another person to accept the gift for the recipient, because leisam chadaiti, the donor did not trust anyone else with the gift. This discussion continues in the next daf.